Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what up?
What's up, what's up?
Not much, man. Not much, Red. What's going on?
Good out there, people. We brother B.
Well, you know what's good with me. I'm tired because you see I screwed up the damn... I don't know what happened. I could have sworn I hit 9 o'clock. But something was like, yo, did you hit 9 o'clock at 9:30? So
yeah,
you start questioning yourself. Yeah. You start questioning yourself like, yeah, I screwed up.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm not surprised you ain't come at me with earlier with that. Like, you slipping, man. You're supposed to be watching. You're supposed to be watching me. Like a chicken hawk.
I thought I was on the wrong network or something.
No. What up? What's going on, everybody? Yeah. What up? What's going on, everybody? Big Red Brother B, the menu in the house on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? Listen, so yeah, it was my bad. I thought that I started the show at 9 o'clock. But then I realized that I hit 9:30, like a minute before the damn show starts. Yeah, so then I went in, because you know when I posted it, you know, on FB, and of course I didn't get a chance to put it on Twitter, then, yeah, anyway. Yeah, I put it for 9 o'clock. So, yeah, man. Yo.
Well, we hear
yeah,
now.
I'm sorry. Yes, indeed. Yes, y'all. Trying to hold together. Heard Hot Rod had an interesting show last night. Absolute Truth, 10 p.m. Monday night, Blog Talk Radio. Send this plug right. You heard a good show last night, man. I'm sorry I missed it. He was, getting into some good things.
Okay.
Some good things. I'm surprised you ain't calling.
Who? Hot Rod?
You. Why didn't you call Hot Rod show? He was indisposed.
Right. Well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes things happen.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes things happen. Okay. That shit don't even sound right.
I do come through and represent.
Represent. You know, so yeah, man. Other than that, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, I know you've heard about the, it's not funny, it ended tragic, but the lady that, you know, she tried to break out, you know, broke out her little boyfriend in jail. And
okay. Wait, wait, you, now you breaking.
Oh, my God.
Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties.
Huh?
I see you have a technical difficulties.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so she went and sold her house and took her, withdrew all the money out of the bank and her man running across the country and they, you know, manhunt. Of course, they looking for him because he done murdered people and all this other stuff. And when they finally, I don't know how, I was looking at it, not sure, but I know they got into some type of car crash or something. She ended up dead and he's alive, so they, you know, got him and
what?
Everything. But, yeah, wow. So I said, you know, that's, you know, I hate to say things like this because, you know, you don't want to wish death on anybody, but, you know, that's kind of your karma. Like, why would you know that this mad man murdered numerous of people? And then I think what happened was when they were together, I think they did something that I think they did something to some old lady or something like that. I didn't get the, you know, I'm getting the story, like pieces and bits of the story. And, you know, it's like, why would you do something like that, jeopardize your job? Like I said, you're working and you jeopardize your job and all of that just for, like, you know, unfortunately, loneliness and a piece of penis. Like, it ain't that serious. But some, you know, some women think it's that serious.
Wow. And he's alive and she's dead.
Yep. Yep.
First of all, listen, I don't understand some of the things with men and women nowadays. You got a job. You're correctional. What was she? Part of the sheriff's office or the correct? She was one of the correctional.
Huh?
She's a part of the sheriff's office.
I think she was part of the correction because he was in a you know jail already. Maximum. You know, I guess it was maximum security, I think. Peppy jail, yeah. So I don't think it was no sheriff back then. I think she was in the corrections.
Well, I tell you what.
This was, I don't know, I don't remember what state it is, but yeah, it was, you know, I ain't New York, but.
Well, you know, I feel like this. We're going to ask Miss Cherry, because Miss Cherry, I wonder if Miss Cherry would do something like that. Would you do something like that, Miss Cherry? Would you go around breaking cats out of jail and just on the lamb? But wait, remember that word from back in the days? Oh, we're on the lamb.
On the lamb.
On the lamb. Would you do that, Miss Cherry?
Hi, everybody. Absolutely.
Hello.
I would jeopardize my security, my family, my reputation, all of that. And you said to break out of prison, right? Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I just wanted to know. It may sound exciting. You know.
Maybe that makes you want to excite me,
you
know, like.
Yeah. You know,
suicide. She did all of that and then killed herself. So I think they were together. No, like
Red
days.
They was in the car.
No,
you was in a car accident.
What, did they get in a car accident?
They got in a car accident, but then they wound it up. They were able to get him out, and she pulled the gun and shot herself in the head.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you, yeah. That's
okay.
I was getting bits and pieces of the story. Oh, that's what she did. Okay. All right.
She did all that.
Oh, wow.
3 days of love.
Yeah, unbelievable. But they were on the run for like about almost 2 weeks or something like that. No, longer than that.
Miss Cherry ain't going out like that. She's going out in the blaze of glory. She busting back, son. She busting back.
I'd have been like, I was on my way to bring him back when I saw him on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yo,
he
good
jumped
answer.
In my car.
I like that. Good answer. Good answer. See? He already got a story planned out.
All right. That's terrible.
But yo, what up, y'all? What up? Once again, Big Red Brother B. Got Miss Cherry in the house. The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL, or on Instagram at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL. Now, before we get into the topic, there's something that I want to address. So, I wasn't a big fan of the guy. I wasn't a big fan of the man. Sometimes I felt he was a little brash, with his message. But, hey, listen. He did what he did, and he made it do what, what it do. Kevin Samuels passed away. I believe it was last week? And Kevin Samuels was like this, I guess he was like this self-proclaimed, relationship, advice, individual, he made his, big start, doing these videos and basically, women calling in and saying X, Y, and Z, and, he's kind of berates them and, gives them a truth they don't want to hear. And the same thing with men. Men would call in and, he would give them the one, two, and let them know about themselves, whether, they wanted to hear it or not. Kevin Samuels, he passed away. And the sad part about it, it seemed like people were actually celebrating the fact that he died. And I'm not really trying to understand, but why? I mean, he's another human being. I didn't know him personally. There's probably a lot of people that didn't know him personally. They just saw videos, heard his comments, and, they just was like, it was just this hate. But the thing you got to really look at it is like, did you really hate him? Or did you hate the fact that he said something, he probably told the truth that you didn't want to hear? I mean, come on, listen. Yeah, if you are, some women out here, they have one or two different baby daddies, but yet you say, oh, I want a man from Wall Street, or I want this, or I want that. Like, listen, a certain type of man, and the same thing with a woman, a certain type of man, a certain type of woman ain't rocking with you unless you got either X, Y, and Z, or you got something going on with yourself. So, I guess he just deflated some egos and told some things like it is, and a lot of people didn't like him for it. One thing I don't like is the fact that people felt it was okay to, think yourself was, you shouldn't do that. Like, that's not nice. That's not cool at all. Like, that actually shows you actually proving him right. You actually proved him right. The type of person you are, you know what I'm saying? You proved him right. Like, why would you celebrate somebody's death? Like, that's a horrible thing. I don't care what they've done, but that's a horrible thing. Go ahead, Mr. Jerry. Go ahead.
I never heard of him until he died, so I had to look him up. And my impression is, like, he's the male version of Wendy Williams. A lot of people don't like her. It's not that she's not spreading truth, but it's the way that she presents it. It's done in a way to be painful, to hurt people. Whereas you can give somebody their truth without trying to harm them. So I don't know him personally. I have never listened to anything that he's ever spoken, but I think that's what the problem was. He was so vindictive and so harsh in his delivery. Yeah. And it didn't have to be that way. It was more of an attack than to actually be out there to help people. That's what I'm understanding. And when you have somebody that's like that, like I said, like the male version of Wendy Williams, Lord forbid when something happens to her, there's not going to be a lot of people that are going to be shedding tears.
Are going to celebrate. I mean, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're
not going to be shedding any tears.
I for one, you know, sorry, Ms. Terry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Because I, for one, don't like Wendy Williams myself, but I wouldn't be on some, oh, yeah, she's going, you know, I wouldn't, nah, that's, you know.
Yeah,
a bit much.
That is extreme. I don't know, but, you know, who's doing that? Is it the people that he hurt or just people that listen to the show?
The people that he hurt.
I don't know anything about him, but if he had said some hurtful things to me, I might feel that way about him.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just see it like this. I mean, it just seemed like a real big thing, you know, because on the internet, and it's like people were just really just, like, listen, I made a comment in one of these groups that I'm in about, you know, someone asked the question of, you know, is it cool to just celebrate this guy's death? And I just said no. Like, he's another human being. I'm like, why should we do that? Like, you know, I didn't know him personally, but, you know what I'm saying? He didn't do anything to me. Like I said, I didn't like his delivery and stuff like that, but there's no reason for me to celebrate his death. So some lady responded, oh, I bet you didn't say the same thing when Rush Limbaugh died. I bet you didn't. I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck? I said, okay, wait a minute. Where the hell? Yo, I really had to read the comment like three times, maybe four. To actually see that she really, I didn't put my glasses on. So I was like, wait a minute, maybe she said something different. She actually said, I bet you didn't say the same thing when Rush Limbaugh died. I bet you didn't. And I'm like, yo.
They know because I was only five.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about, Russell Limbaugh.
Like, yo, first of all, I didn't agree with his politics, but I'm not going to celebrate the man dying. He died, I think, he died of cancer. Like, I'm not going to celebrate anyone dying. Like that's something that's just not cool. Like your karma, like that's really just you're taking it to the next level doing stuff like that, man. Like I don't understand. It's like the jackass that was on the plane and he was messing with Mike Tyson. Dude, I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. That's Mike Tyson. The dude, he had his hands. His hands used to be registered as weapons. Why would you egg the man on? Like I said, it's stupid people like that. That eventually they get what they deserve. Just like he got what he deserved. But really, Rush Limbaugh, may he rest in peace. I didn't agree with his politics, but I wasn't going to celebrate the fact that he was dead. Well, he passed away.
What do you mean by celebrate? What are they doing to celebrate? They're just saying that they're happy.
Well, I mean,
gone,
I think a lot.
Are we talking a party?
I think a lot of people are just saying that they're happy he's dead. You know, they. So,
and that's because
guess,
you know they're not able to, you know, voice their. If you look at it like you know, oh, they're not able to voice their opinion anymore, or they can't come at me a certain way. But at the end of the day, you call his show.
Yep.
It's not like he's personally calling you up and saying, "Hey, let me talk to you," or say, "I mean, you calling his show," and he's going to say what he's going to say. That's
I don't
like
know what he's about. I don't know what he's about. Was he like spreading? Was he spreading like problems?
All right, check this out. So you calling? All right, so Miss Cherry, you call into the menu, and you talk about how you can't stop eating pistachios, and you wanted to stop eating pistachios. So you call into the show. And you asking advice on, like, you know, how can you eat pistachios? And I say put some duct tape on your mouth. And then you maybe you won't eat pistachio. Now, that's kind of rude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, that's how, you know, he was kind of coming. Like, if you turn around and you calling in his show, talk about you got two different baby daddies. Like, I did see one where this chick, I don't know if she was lying or not, but she said she had three baby daddies and all of them was gangbangers. And he asked her, like, what type of man are you looking for? Oh, I want a loyal man. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. He's like, you want a loyal man? You got three baby daddies.
Is that a problem? Is that a gangbanger?
Yeah.
But he,
so, you know what I'm saying?
So he seems like he would be the type where people would call him with real concerns or whatever, and he would judge them. He would judge them harshly and then give them his advice, because if there's three baby daddies, there's three men out there that aren't taking care of their kids. But he's coming down on her.
Yep.
So he was one of those types. Like,
but
he's a male version of Wendy Williams.
But yeah, but at the same time, he was kind of pulling people's, you know, cards on accountability. A lot of these people who were calling him with their stories, they didn't want to be accountable for their actions. Like, you can't sit there and talk about you want a good man, but you picking up trash.
Mm-hmm.
So you on purpose. You out there on purpose. It's like he would say, he said it a couple of times. It's like, wait a minute. So you want a good man, yet you sleeping around with this dude, this dude, this dude. Or you sleeping with these gangsters. Or you sleeping with this, but now you want a good man. And, you know, a lot of people just didn't want to hear that. And the same thing with the dudes. He would say, hey, you ain't got no job. You're laying up on the couch. And what you want a good woman, or you want her to do X, Y, and Z for you? Like, come on. Give me a break. But, you know, it was always majority of women that called in. So, you know, he would kind of eviscerate them. And, you know, see, he became popular at it. You know,
so it was
would
you say it was more like a bashing show? I know they're calling him for advice, but did you feel like he was more bashing them when they were calling? It wasn't necessarily to help him. It was more like putting them down, entertainment, and showing them out to look a certain way.
I don't think it was bashing.
It was bashing.
I think he was just giving it to him raw. Like, whatever he probably went through, you know, he probably threw his little bit on top too. But I think he just came out and said what he had to say. I think he just said what a lot of people want to say, they just don't say. He just said, hell with it, I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, I mean, rest in peace to the dude, man. You know, as much as people want to talk that junk, I'm sure there will be people out there that will miss, you know, his...
You'll find somebody else soon. Somebody else will pop up in his face, in his place.
Yeah. It'll probably take a minute. But, you know, it'll happen. You're absolutely right. It's all good. So, our topic for tonight. What's the topic, Red? Yo, Red, you ain't no help, man. Red, could you
now
help me, Red?
Are you kidding me?
No,
are you kidding me right now? Listen, the topic is, can someone else raise another person's child in terms of, you know, maybe a step-parent or, you know, what have you? Can they raise someone else's child? Is there a possibility of it being like a, you know, like a comfortable thing or comfortability of it? So, Ms. Cherry, would you like to start it off?
Yeah. doesn't it really depend on the circumstance? Like, are you talking about young children where the mom is possibly deceased, or, you know, if you're coming into a situation where it's hostility between whoever you're dating and I'll say the man and his baby's mama, and you're stepping on that scene, I've seen it work where I've had a family member that was helping to raise the child of somebody else, but the mother understood she wasn't, what do you call it? She wasn't insecure. She understood that her child was getting another family, another person that would care for it and take care of it, as opposed to seeing it as a challenge. You know, she wasn't trying to be a mother, his mother. She was just trying to make things better for him. So she, even though she was a stepmother, there was respect between the ladies, which made it work. So it can work. It just depends on the relationship. It depends on who you're dealing with, their maturity level, you know, are the parents having problems? Because if they're having problems, obviously you stepping on the scene is going to be a problem. That's just, it's
right.
A lot of different factors that come in there. But it can work because I've seen it work.
Okay. All right. I believe it could work, too. I believe it could work, too, depend, you know, as Ms. Sherry said, it depends on the circumstance. Like, you can raise the child up as, now you talk about in terms of as, like, raising them up as the, as your own, or just, as she said, it depends on the circumstance in terms of, like, if one of the parents are deceased or if that parent may live out of state and they can't be around them the way they want to.
I mean,
like,
it's
say,
either or. It's
okay,
either or,
right.
Because, you know, when this is when someone steps in, you know, whether it be after a breakup, there is animosity. Somewhere along the line, it is animosity because some kids, they don't want, how can I put it? Like, they don't want to see anyone other than mom or anyone other than the dad that they already know. So when you
right.
start implementing other people, you know, in the mix, you know, sometimes it can bring about a resentment. You know, even damn near hatred, because it's like, hey, you're not my mom or you're not my dad. And some kids, you know, may have the thing with it, just like, hey, nah, I'm cool with it. You know, we good. I mean, you know, especially if the new person is, you know, trying to get to know them, you know, mm-hmm. and just taking everything, you know, slowly. But, you know, in some cases, you know, in my experiences, you know, there has been some things where it's just like, yo, like, you know, like, who the hell are you? Like, you're not,
it also,
you know what I'm saying? Like, don't think you're going to come in here and, you know, take places. And I've never approached a situation from that angle of trying to take over or trying to be something for anyone that I wasn't. Just trying to be there, just be a friend, be an ear, like that's that.
Right.
Even if you didn't want me as a friend, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. But we just got to keep a level of respect on it. You know, I've seen some situations that kind of turn hate shit when, you know, a boyfriend is there, the new guy, and it's just like, yo, oh, I'm telling my pops, or I'm telling this person, or I'm telling my mom, like, you know. And it's like, whoa, like, it's not that type of party. It's not that serious. But some of these kids, you know, they get mixed feelings, you know, and they take it that way. So when you actually...
Well, I mean,
would you think
that they would have a right to sometimes?
Well, you know what? That's the whole thing. I would not doubt it. I don't think they would.
Please.
The situation.
Hold on.
I got a call.
Please,
hang up and call back. Wait a minute.
Please.
Is that
wrong?
Whoa. What a big draw though.
Well, hold on. Wait, we got wait. Wait, hold on. K-Dog, you got to speak your piece because we got a superstar on the line now. Ron.
What a big draw. Ron.
I've had premonitions of you, and guess what? How you pop up on here, and I was just thinking about you like 2 days ago.
We always think about God. We always think about God. God comes right on time.
Yeah, but you think
listen,
about you.
I'm a psychic. Listen,
God,
I'm a psychic.
Right,
don't you start that
go.
Mess.
Where the big draws at? Where the big draws? Big draws.
What up? Yeah,
what's
up,
how y'all doing? Please.
We good.
How
y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up, brother? How you been?
I'm all right. I'm at the, with the topic. Like, yo, I did that, man. I for 19 years, man. I was married to a sister that had, kids by previous marriage, you know what I mean? And, you know, so it's a rough trip, you know? It's a rough trip, but while I was successful, we all knew each other. You know, we all knew each other. I tell you one thing, one real story, real quick. I was 19, and my ex-husband was like 33. Right? And she was 30, I think. She was 30 or 29, you know. Long story short. He wasn't sure about it. He knew me, but he didn't know I knew. It was just crazy. And the way it flowed, it was just like, I didn't know he was married to her. But they'd been separated for like a few years, divorced and shit for a few years. So what happened was, we knew each other. He saw me at the house when he come by to pick up the kids. Hey, brother, how you doing? You know what I mean? You know, you could see in the eyes. I was a young man, but I could see when people, you know, don't trust certain things. They don't have a reservation, you know. So time goes on. We go to martial art class together, me and the father. We go to spiritual meetings together, go to Juma and stuff like that. He's Muslim, I'm Muslim, you know. So one day he came by to pick up the kids. It was like, I'm going to the park. You know, he said, you want to go to the park? You ride to the park. You go to the park, you can play basketball. Now, he's from Brooklyn, and I'm from Mount Vernon. We start shooting around. You know, hey, let's play one-on-one. Hey, no problem. He's a grown-ass man. And I'm like a whole foot and some change taller than he is. And 19, I was strong in them days. Woo! I was strong in them days. So
that milk.
You
milk.
Know what I mean? So what happened was, we started shooting around, we started playing one-on-one, and then it started getting serious because I won one. He was like, oh, shit. Then it got serious when I won. The first one I won, he was like, oh, shit, then he started playing that D, that Brooklyn D. You ain't going nowhere. But he didn't say anything. He was just like on you, like. It was like he had the same look on his face, like that stone look, like, and he's going at it. He's pumping me, you know, that if you know anything about Brooklyn, they play jail ball.
Yeah, they play a little rough. Yeah, they got a little
fuck
rough.
Fuck out of here.
Be nice.
You know what
nice.
I mean?
Yeah, they
you unmuted me. Very interesting conversation for the night.
What happened was the game got real intense. It got so bad. So fast.
I thought you guys were talking about family. Yeah, this dude wants to talk about basketball.
The boys, it got so bad, the boys stopped. There's three of them. I mean, stepsons, they were steps. You know, so they stopped playing. The park is big. They stopped playing to come over and watch us like, what are y'all doing? It was that bad.
But did they take sides?
No, the whole thing was that's your father. You know, that's your blood father. I'm just the guy, like, it was like, once that game was over, he and I had an understanding. And it was a respect, even till this day.
Yeah, shit, nigga. I had to pull up on him, nigga. I had to pull up on him.
Hello?
Who the hell is this? Okay.
He sounds vanilla.
Yeah.
He's vanilla?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before we go any further, this is chill. Whoever may call in, may not call in, or may call in, you're not going to come on the menu and be disrespectful. You're definitely not going to use any racial epithets, especially if you're not of that race.
Wow.
We're not, there's certain things we're just not going to tolerate, not going to have it. I will cut you off, and that's a wrap. The guy, Brother Ron, was telling a story. He came in. Hold on. It has nothing to do with explaining. It's just the fact that courtesy is courtesy. And what we're not going to do is be discourteous. You're not going to call the show. There's plenty of other podcasts to call. You're not going to call the show and be disrespectful, especially if you're not getting your way. All right? Someone was telling a story. You just got to wait your turn. Like, that's that. But back to you, Ron.
Long story short, it was a respect for he and I, and he was secure about having me around his kid. He knew I wasn't no punk. He knew I wasn't no sucker. And our friendship, like, grew from that. It was a little shady before that because he wasn't worried about me being around his ex-wife. He was worried about me being around his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the climate of what was going on, you know, bees touching little kids and shit like that, you know. And that's why I came on with the topic
because you know, I had to recently have a conversation with someone about that whole you know, some people call themselves bonus fathers or bonus moms or. You know,
bonus
stuff like that. I'm a bonus.
Wow.
Yeah, bonus kid. Yeah, because you know what?
Wow.
They don't like the same step. Some people don't like the same step. They don't.
Use a step after the original
you know,
step.
Yeah, they don't like it. So the whole thing is, you know, just like you.
You know, they should have did the old school shit.
He's my half-father, my half-son.
Well, apparently the individual that I was talking to was having somewhat of a, you know, a little issue. And I was like, well, why? Because they felt that they were not being respected. And, you know, it's a two-way street with it. Because you're coming into a relationship. When you come into a situation
where
you're not... like, you're not dad. And in some situations, you're not mom. So, you know, either A, you're going to give the kid, you know, opportunity to get to know you, and, you know, you kind of build your bond from there, or, you know, you got to take the lick out of it as given. So, once again, that's the reason why I came up with this topic for tonight and just wanted to...
No, it makes sense.
You know, some clarity on it. Because, listen, while I've, like I said, in my experience, I've been in a situation before, and you just got to let the kids be who they are and to let them come to you. You know, that's
right.
I never tried to force myself in a situation at all.
I want them guts from afar.
Isn't it up to the parent, the blood parent, to make that way? Because in all fairness, if you're stepping into somebody's life and they already have their children and their children are resentful of you, you could be dealing with children that are just disrespectful. And that's not something that you should have to deal with because you love the other parent. It really is up to them to bond, to let their child know that, you know, they're still loved by them. You know, that's not going to change. They still love by the other parents.
I want to be loved by you. How do you call that?
A bonus parent? You do
bonus.
Have a bonus
yeah.
parent.
A,
you
yeah,
have
a bonus
parent. Them. You bonus have them parent. And their family. So say if I marry somebody, they would be I was a stepmom, but then I have my family also that's considering them to be a grandchild. Or, you know what I mean? So they do get more than just you in the arrangement. And I think it's important that that parent step in there and see that that relationship.
Well, he's sleeping with mommy. I mean, I've gone to places like dating, like after 40, I was like, oh my God. I've gone to like chicks' cribs, like I met their kids, you know, after 2 months, you know. And, you know, the little kids are terrible. Like, oh, you're going to be sleeping with my mommy now. I was like,
Oh my God.
What kind of school did he go to? I'm like, who taught him that? You're sleeping with mommy now?
They
shouldn't even be knowing about that business. That's my thing. Like, even with my children, like, I don't, you know, even, like, I mean, they're grown men now, but, you know, when they were younger, I didn't, like, whoever I was dealing with, they didn't see.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, just seeing.
It
wasn't about just, oh, the dad or whatever. No, it's just that you didn't have to know of people that I'm seeing. Like, if it's not a consistent, for now, if it was a consistent person, that's different. But if I'm dealing with a person every day, you don't need to see everybody that I'm dealing with.
Well,
because
word,
that's what I'm saying.
There,
children,
word,
kids,
word,
uh-huh.
Word,
they shouldn't
like
be even questioned. They shouldn't even be coming to you and saying anything like that to you.
It was like that.
Ooh. They shouldn't be saying anything like that to you.
I want them guts in peace. Yeah. Wow.
Well, my thing, I mean, listen, the thing that is spoken.
I'm
not even paying attention to that. One of the things that, you know, I got to get into is the thing where, you know, in my past situation, you know, when me and my kid's mother, you know, split, I didn't have a problem. You know, her life was her life. The food she had around my kid, it was different. But I didn't appreciate the fact of trying to force somebody into a situation. Oh, well, you can call him dad, nothing, stuff like that. Like, no.
No, I want somebody to pay these bills.
You
I want
got
somebody
one
to pay these bills.
Right.
Not mine. Even beyond that, it's certain things that you just don't do. It's certain things that you just, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're moving on with your life and you're getting into another relationship, there's certain things you just don't do, like with telling the kid, hey, it's okay to call this person dad, or, oh, you can call this person mom. Like, no, if that's what they choose to do, that's on them. Let them do it when they're ready to do it, if they're ready to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Step-parent got to earn a lot of shit, bro. You got to earn
that,
a lot of shit.
Was that a situation where she was forcing, you know, your daughter to say that? Or was it like a situation where maybe your daughter is around, like some people have siblings, right, by another person. So if your daughter is being raised with siblings that are younger and their father's in the house, they might be... She might be used to hearing dad, 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 and want to say that too, just because she knows those are her brothers or sisters, and they're calling this man dad, and he's here.
Well,
if I don't call him dad, I kind of feel like that I'm different. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
she's being
the situation
raised to
was
different, even though she's in that household.
No,
so
that's
okay.
I get you on that. But go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
Sorry, there was a situation as my daughter got older. Me and her mother had separated. She used to go to her brother's father's in the house. They lived upstate. And, you know, she loved what they did. You know, they did family shit. They cook out and shit. You know, get together. And my family and my mom said, they're weird. You know, they're weird. Oh, I didn't really want to be around them. I didn't want my kids around them. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they drink, smoke, talk shit. You know, I didn't want to subject my kids to that. You know what I mean? So my daughter said some slick shit one day. She said, not to throw him under the bus, but she says, oh, I like going over there. I like the way they do things. Well, I wish she was more like him. I said, if I was more like him, I'd be in a bigger, you know, a bigger doghouse than he is, you know, as far as your mother. I said, that's a trigger for your mother. I said, you think I'm, and then it was talking to like a 16-year-old, you know, and I was talking about triggers back then. You know what I mean? Back then, I'm like, and I'm telling her, I was like, yo, it was like 2000, no, it was 2000 or something. And I'm telling her, I'm like, yo, he cheated on, he really fucked up. You know what I mean? I said, need I mind you with the dick? I said, need I mind, I have to remind you, he left her with three kids. He cheated on her every chance he got.
But now, okay.
I cheated on her because we were separated on our way to being divorced. He cheated on her every chance he got while they were married.
Yeah, but do you think she mm-hmm. was saying more like, she wasn't like saying, I wish you were like him. She was saying that I wish we could do things like I do with him. So if
she said both. She said both.
And,
she said both. She said both, and I didn't dig it. You know what I mean? And
I don't think she would want you to be like him. I think she would want you to be more like, spending the time
she
with
said,
her,
she
doing
said,
the things.
Jerry, you're not listening. She said both. She said what you said, and she said what I said on top of it, you know, the thing. And I haven't explained her because I've never explained it to her before. And her mother explained it to her a little bit. You know what I mean? And I explained this shit right in front of her mother, right while she was there. And her mother didn't bat an eye. I said, that's why we don't talk about him here in the house like that. You know what I mean? Because it's fucked up for your mother. And, like, I bought shoes, like, what he didn't do, it was, like, crazy because, like, what he didn't do or he couldn't do because he was, you know, financially going through some shit or whatever, because he had other kids. He had, like, eight other kids. You know what I'm saying? So I was the one that bought shoes and bought food and made sacrifices and made walks from Mount Vernon to the Bronx just to give you money when I didn't have. You know what I mean?
So let me ask, me and Terry probably have the same question. So how does he come take care? Because I don't understand how a man could take care of a man or a woman, but sometimes, a lot of times, it's men can step in and want to take care of somebody else's kids and not take care of their own.
I don't know. He has biologically, I think he had up to 10, 11 kids or something.
Yeah, but my thing is, how do you play daddy to someone else's kids when you're not taking care of your own?
I have no concern with that.
I know you don't. But in my situation, as Ms. Cherry was asking earlier, me and him are actually very cool. Me and him, are, you know, at the time, his son wasn't born at the time, my daughter's little brother. He wasn't born at the time. But, there was a thing of, you know, we would talk, me and him were talking. Like, yeah, she was trying to get me to get her to call me dad. And I was like, no, she has a father that comes see her a lot. So don't even put me, you know, in that type of situation. And see, and that's the thing. As parents, we shouldn't put our kids in our relationships, even though we may want to get some type of approval, to get some cohesiveness going on so we can move forward. But one thing you shouldn't try to do is implement the kids in the situation so quickly. It's like what Red said. If you meet somebody, it's going to be some time before you meet their kids. You know, you just can't be putting your kids just around anybody because, you know what I'm saying, you don't know if they're here for the long haul or you don't really know what they're about. Now,
after that situation, I didn't want to meet no kids after that, man. I was like, you know.
Yeah, because these kids out here, some of them don't have a filter, and, some of them do. But the thing is, I'm not trying to be your friend unless that's what you want.
And then
like,
when
we don't
I
have
it,
to speak, time, we don't have to talk,
so
we don't have to be cordial.
As time went on, I'm like, I'm with another chick. This is after my marriage, you know what I mean? After 19 years of marriage, and I had to convince myself to be back out on the dating scene. And then when I met this chick, she got this little smart mouth kid. This kid was like 6 years old. And, you know, time went on. It was like he would come down to the breakfast table and be like, can you guys keep it down? I can't sleep.
Well, maybe you should have kept it down.
I was done, fam. That's what I wanted to tell her. And she'd be up there I wanted to give it to him, but they can't.
Yeah, you got that dude to turn around and, you know.
Like, nigga, you understand.
Get out my mama bed.
We were keeping it quiet. We were keeping it quiet. You know, it could have been louder. That's what I wanted to tell him, you know what I mean? But I was like, as a kid, you know, I was a kid. Somebody cut me a break. You know what I mean?
So I have a question. I have a comment. Ron, you're not ready to be nobody's stepfather. I'm just gonna leave that. And then my brother, I did 19 years.
I paid a lot of bills. Shit, private schools and shit. Chasing Bloods and Crips away from these fucking kids that was bothering them, walking motherfuckers in school like I'm an MP for busing kids in school, interracial shit. I deserve a fucking medal. Thank you.
All right, so wait, what's your question?
So, Brother B, in your situation, what would you have wanted your daughter to do if she was feeling like when she was with your ex and, you know, there's a new man now and there's another child, which is her brother, and they feel cohesive because she's there with them most of the time. What would you want her to do? Would you not want her to call him dad? And what should she call him? If she wanted to feel like part of the family when she's with them.
Call him Mr., whatever his name is.
Well, first of all, all right. I was in a situation, you know, at one time. Let me not be disrespectful. I was in a relationship with someone at one time, and they had, this individual had daughters, and, you know, my whole approach to the situation was, you know, listen, when they want to talk, they'll talk to me. Until then, you know, I'll keep it cordial. Hey, how you doing? And that's just that. I'm not trying to force myself into anything.
My question has to do more with their age, right? Because if they're young, they don't really understand. If you're dealing with a woman that has teenagers, that's what I'm saying. So she's little. So she's used to, if she's in a household and there's a man there and her mom and her brother, and she wants to call that man daddy because he's there because of, you know, the brother, the new relationship, what do you feel comfortable having her call him when she's trying to feel like part of their family? Not taking nothing away from you.
If that's her choice to do that, then cool. But to suggest it or to try to, you know, push her towards that, no, that's a no-no. Because, you know what I'm saying, things like that can start either a rebellion, you know, or, you know.
The rebellion!
Even with me. Yeah, it could be like, hey, like, what is the purpose of you having her call him dad when she has a father that's extremely active?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's like, not your father,
listen, if my daughter chooses to call my wife mom, that's on her. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my daughter's older, so it's a different situation. But at that time, if I was married at that time, if my daughter chose to do that, or like in a relationship, whatever, if she chose to do that, then that's what she chooses to do. But I'm not going to push my kid to do it, or I'm not going to make any suggestions for my kid to do it.
Mr. David. Mr. David. That's Mr. David. That's not your dad. That's Mr. David.
Exactly. And that's how it's supposed to be.
So when they're out like a family, right? So they're someplace else. I think you said your daughter had a brother. The little brother says, Dad,
yeah,
Mom,
brother.
Can I get some ice cream? And then your daughter says, Mr. David, can I have some ice cream too? I mean,
yes. No, he called him by, no, he would call him. She would call him by his first name. After, you know, I mean, listen.
Oh.
We're not going to. We're not. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. We're not going to. Listen. See, when he made it clear, because there wasn't, first of all, there wasn't no dude that I didn't meet that wasn't around my daughter unless she kept him from me. Like, and you know what I'm saying? What you do, listen, what you do is your business. But if you're going to have them around my kids, then, yeah, I need to know. Because the whole thing is this. You want to know who I have around the kids so I can't be reciprocal.
Excuse me. Baby wanted to know. She looks better than me. Is she younger than me?
And
her booty bigger than me? Her titties bigger than mine?
And the issue was she had a problem with other females around the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So now the whole thing was, if they weren't around for the long haul, no, they weren't around. But there were women around that were just friends, that I was cool with, that was actually helping me out doing her hair and stuff like that. And she had a problem with me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I want to meet them. I want to meet them. Like,
well, that's
you
because
can
you
meet
know
them.
Yeah, that's women are catty. You know they like that.
Yeah, but
yeah, and
I think you that's can also different. That's also different. If you have different girlfriends coming in, they're not calling her mom because she's not there permanently with you. If you were,
that's
like,
Joyce.
Like,
first of all,
I'm
not having
right
a bunch of women around my kid anyway.
That's Miss Joyce.
I never did.
Miss Joyce.
Right now, you mentioned that you're married, right? So if your daughter was living with you right now and she wanted to call your wife mom because she's with you most of the time.
That's her choice.
I mean, should you, yeah, I know, but should she be required to call her Debbie or Betty because the
Miss Joyce,
mom
Big Booty.
Makes your ex uncomfortable?
Well, listen, if it made the ex uncomfortable, that's a discussion between my daughter and her. And if they wanted to bring me into it, then that's fine. But the thing is, I'm not going to be in control of my daughter's choices unless it's something that it may be detrimental to her. But if she chose to call her mom, that's on her. If she chooses not to, that's on her as well. Like, one thing I've learned a long time ago is, like, you're not going to force a kid or force someone to do something that they don't want to do or they're not comfortable doing. That's not conducive for a positive relationship. So I'm not going to, I never forced myself into anyone's situation. I didn't force myself into anyone's relationship and say, oh, well, yeah, I'm with your mom now and this is how it's going to be. Hell no.
I'm getting those
listen,
guts
most,
now.
There was
I'm
times,
getting the guts.
There was times where I didn't want to see the kids unless I knew, like, hey, is this going somewhere? Because if this is going somewhere, then we need to, you know, sit down and have real talk and see
right.
what's going on and then bring the kids
it's
in.
Going,
but if it's
it's
not going,
into,
anywhere, then yeah.
It's going, it's going into the bedroom.
Yeah, but the whole thing is this, especially when it comes down to female children. As a man, I couldn't play that game. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, shit happens.
Can't.
Things can get, you know, perceptions.
You can't be around like that. Sentence that like it's, even with me, like my mother had a new boyfriend every 2 to 4 years, but it affected me. So I could imagine how a little girl would feel like her mother. Like today, her mother got a new boyfriend every 6 months or some type shit like that. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not just on the mother end. It's not just on the mother end because you never know. Her father may have been her hero. And to see him replaced or someone else coming in, and we don't know how the individual is.
You can't
listen,
replace family.
You're right, but there's some dudes and there's some women out there that try. There's some dudes out there that just want to come in and try to control the situation because they feel that's what they can do.
I want those guts.
And those are the dudes, that have to, you know what I'm saying, they got to get checked.
Yeah. I had a cousin. I still have her. She's in college, and she stayed with us. So she had a boyfriend. She had a white, interracial white boyfriend. I was a kid. I didn't like white people way back then. I just didn't dig it. You know what I mean? So he would come by. His name was Vinny. I'll never forget that. Motorcycle. Take me on a motorcycle. I would talk to him real greasy. A 9-year-old. 9-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old talking real greasy. Take me on a bike. Take me on a bike, Vinny. Take me on the bike. I only have one helmet. I want to wear the helmet. I want to wear the helmet, Vinny. That's it. That's what I said. I want to wear the helmet, Vinny. You know, he was like, and he was trying to impress her. Like, Debbie didn't really give a fuck because, you know, she was listening to my mother. My mother's like, get that money from that cracker, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So she was in his ear like
okay.
that. But he would give us money. It was like me and my friend, he would go like the equivalent of $7. All right, go to the store. You know, go to the store for like half hour. Like, come back. Oh, we're still here. Oh, come back. Give us like $4 more. They go to the store. They go to the park. And they come back. He would give us, here, take this and you know, call it a day. $10. I was like, white people? Oh, this is what white people get for. I was like, oh, okay. You know? And I was like,
where's the story going?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like I was that was my cousin, but it was just like, imagine, like, I'm glad my mother didn't do the shit my cousin did, you know what I mean? Like, type of dudes and shit like that, you know? But it'd be like that sometimes, some situations, some parents, you know?
Well, yeah. Like I said, when it came down to female girls, you know, female children, I didn't play that game. Because no one wanted to, you know, no one wanted to be in that gray area. You know, if something was said or, you know, something was perceived the wrong way. They didn't want to get involved in that.
Get involved.
I don't really think there's ever been, I mean, like I said, the original, you know, post, it's like, it's been going on. You know, there's been countless men, countless women have, you know, who have played either, you know, some type of role, whether it's a mom or a dad role, or just, you know, like a confidant role, you know, to kids, you know, in these relationships. But
the beautiful thing, I've seen some very successful shit. I've seen some very beautiful shit. I've seen some beautiful shit, bro. I've seen it.
When it's successful, it's nice. But now, when you talk about the kids, that's one thing. But then you do have the adults, and you do have some adults that have some type of bias sometimes too. So now, Miss Cherry, you're in a relationship with someone, you have your son, and then next thing you know, you're pregnant and you have another child.
Miss Cherry,
you know. Your child's father, you know, your second child's father, he has his kid, and he starts to treat his kid. She starts to treat your firstborn just a little different from his own biological kid. Now, how do you feel about that? Like, in a scenario like that, what do you do? Because that's a real thing right there. You know, sometimes another kid comes along and they treat their biological different from, well, you know, that's my step kid, but that's not my kid. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what do you say
I
to
think,
that?
Well, first of all, it's hard because you naturally want to take care of your own, and you should be taking care of your own before you take care of anybody else's. But also, it could really deal with personality because sometimes your child's personality doesn't work with you. And you might wind up picking up a stepdaughter or stepson, and you guys click. So I think a lot of the times when they are treated a little bit differently, it has more to do with personality. It could be a personality conflict. And because you're already sensitive to thinking that, well, this is not his child, so you're looking for inconsistencies. you know, and it, they may be there, but the reason that you put on them being there may not be right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Rhett?
Yeah. Now, I'll say I kind of had a similar situation because, you know, older son, younger son. So now, I would say basically the same thing. Like, I don't want my children being treated differently by anybody. Father, you know, the original father, the next man father, whatever. It's like, just treat them, you know, just treat everybody equally. But then you have, you know, sometimes I think it's a thing of like, I'll say in my situation, the oldest one father, I think he kind of has I could say it's kind of like, it feels like a little bit of a jealousy because I guess that's not his kid and he wanted, he expressed that he wanted to have only one baby mom and it's like, Negro, we're not together and we weren't going to ever be together, but he kind of expressed that when I was pregnant with the second child. And, you know, so now it's like kind of like an animosity he has because he feels that, oh that should have been my kid. No. And it wasn't going to be your kid. That wasn't going to happen. So, you know, like you can't do stuff like that. I want the children to be, just treated equally. Like, just treat them equally. Don't try to treat one a certain way and because the other one's not your child, now you feel the way.
Yeah, and, that's another scenario. That's another issue, you know, right there. When you treat, it's like when you and this person, you're in a relationship together and, you know, you turn around, you decide to have another kid, you bring another child into the world, and then you want to act funny, you know, with the firstborn. And it's like, how do you do that? Like, as a grown, you know,
right.
Person.
Or even with the secondborn, you know.
Yeah, with as a grown person,
I guess
how do you,
Yeah,
how do you do that, like, in good right. conscience? Like, how do you actually say, well, this kid is mine. This is my blood. Like, you're the bonus. Or I'm the bonus to you or whatever the case may be. But I don't think anyone should ever, you know, put a kid in that situation, nor should they.
Right.
I knew not to say no dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? I might not have known everything about being a father. Or a stepfather or whatever, you know what I mean? But I knew not to say no dumb shit like that. We family. We might not talk a lot. We might not, you know, we ain't blood, but best believe I see you out in this world. Like being out in this world, I'm going to step to you. I'm a man. You okay? I see you anywhere in the world. I know who you is. You all right, boy? You okay? You know what I mean? It's like even if we ain't speaking, you know?
Well, you know, some appreciate that, some don't. You know, like, not everybody is used to that. And it's also, you know, it's also with that parent, whether it's the mother or the father. It's also, you know, the type of interaction that they help foster, you know, when it comes down to stuff like that. I mean, I guess is what you want to call it, blended families. And then you also have parents that, you know, are bringing other kids into the situation. And, you know, you want the kids to mesh well because the sad part is sometimes the kids, the relationship with you and the kids dictates what happens with you and that person. Because if you can't get along with the kids or there's a beef with you and the kids, then yeah, it's just like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work, which is sad.
I remember a short story.
It's a real possibility.
My mom, the last guy my mother was ever with, and she's still with him. He and I didn't get along. I left a dish in the pot. He laid hands on me, tried to drag me back into the kitchen to wash the dish because he reminded me over the months and weeks about leaving dishes in the joint. I still leave dishes in my joint, but I clean them out the next day. Now I understand what it is, but you don't touch me. You, even if you was my father, you don't touch me, my nigga. And I had to do the Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston type shit, standing over him, you know. And he said to my mother, he has to go. And he has to go. But we moved from Mount Vernon to the Bronx. I'm with my mother. I'm fucking 17 years old. I have to go? Where am I going? And I'm here with you. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I never dug him. I never dug him after that, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Was your issue because it seemed like she made a choice?
Nah, she's screwy. She's nutty. That's my mother.
Real talk. Was it an issue because she made a choice, or it was just the conflict between you and him?
It was the combination of both. You know what I mean? And years later, you know, a few weeks later, a few weeks ago, he fell on the floor. And my cousin and my mother was there, and they couldn't get him up, and they called me. Do you know it took me 2 hours just to go over there? And I lived 15 minutes away.
But you did it.
Yeah, I did it, but mentally I had heavy-duty reservations about it.
I got it.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
And here's more to the story. When my blood brothers came up, he treated them niggas like God. I was like, what? Gave them money, went to the strip club with them niggas, gave them guns and shit.
But were they there when he needed?
It don't fucking matter. I'll try not to be
that good. It does matter because it speaks of your character.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I did it because my mother. My mother wasn't there. I'd be like,
come on, brother.
No.
Listen. It's more than that. I mean, listen. I've heard is something like that because not every, especially when it's a male. And a male child, there's always, 9 times out of 10, there's always going to be some headbutting. Because first of all, some of these young cats, they don't want to see anybody around their mama. Girls too. But when it comes to the boys, they don't want to see anybody else around their mama. And not only that, they don't want no other dudes around thinking like, oh, you ain't replacing my dad or you ain't telling me what to do. So you went through all that. And then look what you turned around and did how many years later.
It speaks about
your character.
And throughout the years, I was never like shoveling the yard and shit. I stopped doing all that because not only was he unappreciative, he would always say shit to her. And I hate niggas like that. He would say shit to her about me instead of saying it to me. I was like, I never respected him as a man. I never respected his character. I never respected him as a black man. I never dug him.
Hold on. Now, I've heard other women say it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to my son. Talk to me. I've heard women say this. Don't talk to him. Talk to me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm his mother. Now, Mr. Hold on.
I heard that too.
Miss Cherry or Red, what do you think about that? Don't talk to my son or don't talk to my daughter. Talk to me. What do you think about that?
So now you're saying that I should tell, like, if I'm dating somebody, I should tell the person, don't talk to me. Don't talk to my son or my daughter.
Well, no, if an issue arises, and instead of that individual,
the issue arises. Between who?
Your boyfriend and your son.
Okay, so my son and my boyfriend have beef with each other, right?
Yeah, well, there's something. Let's say an incident happened, and you know he felt, you know, somebody, you know, there was a hard conversation, some hard communication.
Okay. So you
now,
so,
like I said, I've heard women say, and Trisha was like, nope, don't talk to him. You come talk to me.
If he's grown, they're gonna work that out on their own. Depending on now,
what
if it gets to a point, huh? Now, if he's younger,
what if they're younger?
Okay, if they're younger, then I would let him know that, okay, whatever issue it is, let us talk about it, because maybe he's too young to understand certain things, or maybe I can clarify what's going on between y'all. I would handle it that way. Now,
Ms.
like Jerry. I said, if they're grown, they would have to handle that. So they would have to kind of handle that on their own in some type of, you know, in whatever way they can. And like I said, unless it gets to a point where it gets extreme, which, you know, I would hope that it wouldn't get to a point where it gets that extreme.
And
I'm going to
put,
you know,
so
like
much
that.
Pressure on you and find really sneaky ways
so what
to
about,
manipulate.
What do you think, Ms. Sherry?
I think when you hear a woman say that, it's because that she knows her partner doesn't have the amount of control that he should when dealing with the kids. So in order to stop something from escalating, she'll step in and say, you know what, don't talk to him about it. Talk to me. I'll, you know, explain it to him. And that's just really a response when you think that your partner does not have the control to be able to resolve the issue without it becoming escalated. That's the only
time I would say
that. Otherwise,
Real talk, and I get where you're coming from, but sometimes it's not about the control. Sometimes you do have parents that shelter their children, you know, from certain things. Like they don't. Some of them don't want the interaction.
Yeah,
they don't want
like
that
saying,
type of interaction.
Her perception is that her partner is not able to handle the situation without it turning into something more than what it should be. Because other than that, I'm not even talking, you know, fist fighting. Maybe he talks to the boy in a way that, you know, is disrespectful, or she finds disrespectful, and she doesn't want her kid talk to like that. So she'll say, you know what, come talk to me about it. I'll go talk to him, especially if they're dating or if it's not even, I don't want to say a stable relationship, but if they're not married and it's just somebody she's dating short-term, long-term, you have to watch how people talk to and interact with your kids. And by she's letting him know that she doesn't necessarily trust his judgment in that situation, whatever it is.
Well, check this out. If I got to tell you, don't talk to the kid, talk to me, we don't need to be together. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Because that means if I can't trust you like that, if I can't trust you to say the right thing at the right time, I'm always thinking that you're going to say the wrong thing, then, you know, listen, I might as well cut myself, you know, a headache. I might as well just fine. I got to let that go.
I agree. Every boyfriend is not a good father figure. Every boyfriend is not a good father figure. It's not a good male figure. So sometimes you may like the person, but they're not able to interact with your kid in the way that you want them to. And you may have to cut them loose and move on.
Yeah. I mean, I 100% agree. I mean, once again, this topic was kind of, you know, spawned out of a conversation. You know what I mean?
With them guts.
And,
with them guts without problems.
I just found it interesting how, you know, the dynamics, you know, can just so quickly change, or how you may have that one individual that wants something to work so bad that they're just, you know, either they're not listening to their kids or they're not listening to themselves, just to be like, oh, you know, I got a man, or, oh, yeah, well, I got a new woman, and, you know, you kids got to get some act right. Like, nah. You know, in any situation, I would always make sure, hey, you put your kids first. Me and you are going to be who we are, but you got to put your kids first. And some people don't do that. You know, and for the life of me, I just don't understand. Like, is a relationship with another individual, you know, worth the love of your child? I don't get
well,
it.
Let me just say this. I was taught this by somebody that was older with a lot of wisdom, and it really depends on the age of the child. They expressed to me that, you know, when you go to make your decisions, remember your children go away. So if we're talking about a 5 and a 6-year-old, obviously you're putting your child first. But if you're talking about an 18-year-old that's getting ready to go away to college, and you meet someone and they're not happy with the circumstance, sometimes you might have to put yourself first and make decisions, because you know that once that child goes away and they start living their life, they will have their own life.
Well, yeah, when it's an older child, you know what I'm saying? I totally believe that. Like, when it's an older child, it's definitely a different situation. You know, it's like you know, if the kid is getting ready to, you know, be on their own or they're living their own life, you know, I don't expect you. Yeah, I wouldn't expect anyone to make certain sacrifices. I mean, your child is always going to be your child, but at the same time, you know, you are a mother. You are a woman or a man. You have to live your life.
You have to start living your life. Yep.
Living your life, right? Well,
like, I know Red living her best life. You living your best life, Red?
I sure am. I sure is.
Getting them guts.
I'm glad my kids is a certain age. I ain't got time for that.
Them guts is good.
No, I mean, listen. It's all good. I mean, I just, like I said, in conversations, I've heard bias on multiple ends. I've heard bias on the kid's end. I've heard bias on the man's end. I've heard bias on the mother's end. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's just, like, how do you, you know, once again, it's a sticky situation to be in. You're dating someone, and then turn around and they have kids. And it's like, damn, are these kids going to like me? Or, matter of fact, am I going to even like these kids? And if I like her that much and her kids are whack, what do I do? Or if I'm
digging
him, but his kids are shiesty, what do I do? Huh?
No, I'm laughing at this. Her kids are whack.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, man, this, I mean, I personally have never been in that type of situation, but I've seen it. Like, kids, you know, they turn around and they do the most asshole stuff because it's a rebellion thing. It's like, no, I don't want you around, so this is what I'm going to do. And this is what I'm going to say. And it's like, I dare you to say something to me, so I go right back to my mom and say something, and then you out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever, I can get these guys at my house. These just fuck all that.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever,
listen, real talk, you know what, Rod? You know what's interesting? You said that. It's like this. If I'm dating you, if I start dating a kid and she got kids, if me and your kids are vibing like that, then there's really no need for us to even continue. Like, I'll gracefully bow out.
So I get them guts.
I'm not letting
no good guts get by me. Because of some PGM shit that don't like.
I don't care. It means nothing. It means nothing to me at all. Because you know what I'm saying? That's your kid.
Let's get these guts. Let's have some fun. You know, kids away with their
sponsors. The fun to me ain't never that important. And it never has been that important.
Your kids come first. Get these guts.
Because there's some people out there that will put their relationship before they children.
No, that's crazy.
And that's, but it happens.
You know, that's crazy.
But on that note, because I'm about to call it a night.
Rest in peace. Kevin Samuels, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, sorry, King Dog. I know you had called in, brother. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, King Dog, Ron, Big Red, Miss Sherry, everybody have a blessed week. Good night.
Yeah, have a good week, guys.
Get them guts.
Oh, God. on that note, peace. Enjoy the rest of your week, y'all. Be safe out there. Later.
All right. Be safe, guys. Peace out.
Have a great week.
Later.